This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And the look.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans at Fairmont Park. And Mike, glad to have you on board again, babe.
Glad to be here. Had a good weekend.
Had a great weekend, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me too.
Great Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day belatedly to you.
Yeah, same here, same here. And to all our fans out there, belated Father's Day to you guys out there as well. And you know what? I think we could have made a lot of fathers happy on our picks this week.
Sure, I think so too. I think we did pretty well. And want to shout out to our guest we had last week, Rafael Hernandez, won a $100,000 stake for trainer Roger Atfield at Woodbine with a filly named Mink Surprise.
Wow.
High hopes for her coming up.
Wow. $100,000 race Rafi won, huh?
Yep. Yes,
God
he did.
God bless. God bless. And we just had him on our studio talk.
Yeah, he was
it's
on
unbelievable.
Thursday.
Well, that's how it goes here. Everyone that comes on wins.
That's right.
Anyway, my friends, we're boasting a little bit as well. We should, because we did pretty good. Our picks were solid, and I hope you guys followed suit and won a couple bucks. And before we get to that, though, a little shout out to Steve Flowers, Supreme Lending, and you can catch Steve at 618-567-7114. And if you're looking for great rates right now, and why not lock it in with Steve? And you can find it at 618-567-7114. Him and his wife both do excellent work for you, and they're honest people. They're good people, and that's what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
And also a little shout out to our another sponsor that we got on board here, Rodney S. and Price. Rodney runs insurance, business, cars, home, whatever insurance you folks need. He could find it for you at 618-780-0021. That's Rodney S. and Price. And I think there's got to be a relation with our S. and Price out at the track.
Probably is. I mean, you don't hear too many S and prices around.
No,
here,
that's so. What I said. That's what I said. But anyway, that's for car insurance, for business, cars, homes, whatever you need insured. Rodney S and Price is your man, and that's 618-780-0021. Mike, let's go into last Saturday's races here. Let's go with the first one here, Allowance Optional Claimer. It was race one. What do we have on this one?
Well, I know we both like the four-horse Flying Phoebe, either on top or underneath Dandy Wrap, the five.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, we had it, you know, boxed around there either way you look at it. And I think one of us had Lake Snow for third. So
Yeah. I had that one. I liked that one. And I think it went off at, what, 11-1, 11-12-1 there? So
yep.
We did pretty good there. We hit the try, and we hit the exacta on that one, folks. And the exacta paid $2, $8, and the 452 paid $4.60 on the 50-cent try. So that's about close to $9 on a $1 play there. And everything went usual on that one. I think the crowd bought into that as well.
Yeah, and for you people out there who's listening, the Santiago had rode both of them horses that finished first and second, and he does ride first call for Scott Becker, and he got bet down to 50 cents on the dollar. The other horse figured as well, and I went ahead and put Balon on that horse. And she figured in there, the Flying Phoebe horse. She's won three in a row now, so right. She's pretty solid.
Yeah. Well, that's a horse to watch here at Fairmount Park, folks. If you're going out there, you see this horse's name, it gives you everything it has.
Every time.
And that's what you're looking for. We're moving on to race number two here, claiming, I think this was a 6 furlong, 3,200, and... I think we had this one, too. I think we had a 7557 on this one, didn't we?
I think so. Jaguar Ridge, I think we made the comment last week on Thursday's show that he doesn't necessarily have to have the lead. And Santiago drew the outside post. Uriel Lopez sent Mighty getting out to the front from the five position. And Santiago kind of bided his time, and I think he ended up winning by 4 or 5 lengths, and won pretty handedly. Yeah. Mighty Gideon showed a good he had a good race. He ran second. Second time out of the box this year, and Strathallan, one of your horses that you picked, come running for third. So we was all over that one as well.
Yeah, we definitely were. And that was 1-1 with Jaguar Ridge. Mighty Gideon went off at 4-1. And my one horse here, I like Strathallan.
Strathallan.
Strathallan, you know, me screwing up names, imagine that. That went off at nearly 13-1 here, folks. And let's see the payoffs on this. 7-5 paid 14.20. That's not a bad payoff.
Not a bad payoff at all with an even money favorite winning.
50-cent try, 14.20. So we're looking at close to what, 28.40 on a $1 play there. Our daily double, 4.7, 6.80. Again, that was pretty set in stone right there. We had those two right there, and 6.80 is not bad.
No, not bad at all.
And a 10-cent super, 7514, paid $6.79. So, all right, moving on to the third race here, my friends. By the way, were there any claims in the first two?
No, okay. No claims in the first two.
All right. Moving on to race number three here, we have a, what is this, a maiden special weight, purse 8,000, going the distance of, what is this, a mile or?
Went 3/4, 6 furlongs.
6 furlong, there it is, 6 furlong. What do we have here, Mike? We had the
four horse. This Duck Can Fly, a first time starter. Charles Mullins is the trainer.
Can I interrupt you right there? Because
go right
this
ahead.
Is what you called.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the one that you had standing out there. Good job on this one. This was your horse.
Yeah, I like this colt. I'm real good friends with Charlie Mullins and his wife Julie. I've heard rumors that the horse could run. Julie was telling me from the beginning of the year that she would like to see if we can get one of my jocks on there, but I just couldn't swing it. Mr. Bilby, James Bilby, had been down working the horse, and Charlie gave him the chance and opportunity to ride, which he should have done, and he did do, and Jimmy did a good job. He just sent him out of there, and keep your eye on this horse because he can run, and he should come right back and win the non-winners of two in a few weeks.
All right. And 7 followed suit there with Rocket Mon, and that was Balon Victor, and that went off at 7-1 on that. This is going to pay off here.
Yeah.
And the two horse Bumpity Bump.
Bumpity Bump Bump.
Yep. And that was the crowd favorite. Didn't want no part of this one though, because the 4-7 ended up taking all the action, 6-1 and 7-1, and the crowd favorite the 2. Well, it didn't perform up to par, but it did show for all the people out there to get in the show pool. So
right,
and you got something there.
This colt got to experience something he hadn't, I think, seen so far in his young career. He'd been headed from the gate, and with This Duck Can Fly, showed a lot of early speed, and Bumpity Bump Bump has always been on the front end. And, you know, even though he's run a few times, he's never had dirt in his face early, and maybe that had something to do with it. But I look for him to bounce back next time and reveal himself a little bit.
I think you had this one, right? The Exacta?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
I like to. I'm good friends also. Of course, I'm pretty good friends with all these guys out there. But I grew up with the Wells boys, and they trained this horse, Rocket Mon and Lindell. He'd rode here for 35 years, and he told me, he said, Mike, just throw out his last start at Belterra. And he should run a lot better tonight, and he did. He ran a real good second, and he'll be tough next time he runs.
Well, good for you on this one, Mike, because the Exacta, $2 Exacta, $149. And you heard it on this show last, I think it was last Friday or Thursday when we had the show. Mike was very high on This Duck Can Fly, and he did mention Rocketmon also, and bingo, there it is there at $149.40 for the Exacta, the 50-cent Tri, $67.50, and the 10-cent Super, $4,725, $143. Should have been more.
Yeah, it's a little light.
Yeah, but that's a 10-center, too.
Right.
So that's not even...
A lot of money was on Bumpity Bump Bump.
And the 7-4 Daily Double paid $23.20. And the pick three here, 4-7-4, correct, $55. That's not bad at all. Moving on to race number four, my friends. And this is a 6 furlong. And this was a claiming tag of... How much was this one? 4,000? Yeah, 4,000. 6 furlong. What do we have here? This one ended up being?
Just Sky, the one horse for Harold Mosier, James Bilby, riding double so far in the card for Mr. Bilby. He went by a length and a quarter, went off at $4 to the dollar. Ran a good race, kind of went to the front and just kept right on going and held on and went by a length and a quarter. Prime, John Wainwright and Victor Santiago was second. They went off heavy favorite, 80 cents to the dollar. Stumbled, leaving out of there, bumped hard at the start, but come running, made up a lot of ground, and was a solid second. And third was Low Tire, number 5. Mike Nance and Juan Molina.
Yeah, I had on this one, I had Prime, and I had with Sugar Baby, Giant Sugar Baby on this one, and... Giant Sugar Baby. What happened with that one?
I don't know. She just didn't run a solid race. She just ran kind of flat.
Yeah. That's the one that should have been named the Low Tire. but yeah, I had Prime on this one, but Just Sky I had third, and I don't know. In any case, we're around it. We're around right. it, and the horse didn't run up to par like I had the two. But the one horse went off at 4-1. Prime, the crowd choice here, under a dollar on that one. And Low Tire went off at close to 8-1 here. And the payoffs on this one, the $2 Exacta, close to 23 bucks, $22.80 on a 1-3. The 50-cent Tri, $1.35, $23.75. The Daily Double, 4-1, $69.90. Not bad at all. And pick three here, 7-4-1, paid $66. See, these are the prices I like to see out of pick threes. I do not like to see $15, $17. These right. are horses that are coming in that aren't actually the favorites too. So
sure.
It's good. It's good for the public. It's good for the game here. Moving on to race number 5, we've got a claiming tag of 10,000, is it? And this is a distance of 6 furlongs, race number 5. It's an allowance optional claimer here. What do we have on this one, Mike?
The winner was Bits and Pieces, trained by Tom Dorse, ridden to victory by Victor Balon, went off $1.60. She ran a big race. I mean, she broke good, was head and head for the lead the whole way around, opened up by 2 lengths at the head of the stretch and held on to the fast-closing Sunny Summer. This filly was a race-time favorite and figured to win the race. Sunny Summer ran a big race to run second. She kind of got away bad. And for third, the 5, Ice Attack, Jim Childress and Francisco Giles went off at 6.5-1. Made a mild late gain, but it was a two-horse race at the end.
Hmm. Right, and that's what we're seeing here. And that was a 1.5-1 odds on the 7. The 3 was 5-1, and the 5-horse, 6.5-1 on that one. And it paid the $2 exact, the 7-3, $20.80. You were all over that one as well, I think.
Yeah, I like both them two fillies there.
Yeah, 7-3 on the Exacta, and the trifecta here, 7-3-5, $22.25. The 7-3-5-1 paid $8.60, and our Daily Double, $1,720. Our pick 3-4-1-2 with the 6-7 correct paid $90.65.
And we had a key scratch in this race too. Early morning scratch was the morning line favorite, How Sweet It Is. Trainer Becker scratched that filly for whatever reason, and inside No. 5 flipped in the gate, and she wasn't able to run as well.
Now, that was the horse up in Chicago, right?
She was the horse on paper to beat, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess I guess our trainer just said, you know what, let's keep it up in Chicago. It's something to do with traveling or something.
You never know what. You know, she could have been sick. You don't know. It's one of them things that he decided to scratch her, and I'm sure what he did was the best thing for the horse.
Now, Mike, when you look at horses that are being scratched, for our first-time listeners or first-time people that are getting involved in horse racing, how do you interpret that?
I don't read a lot into it anymore with the field sizes as short as they are. And you see a lot of trainers that'll enter two different horses and they can separate them in the betting. It used to be one and one. You had to keep everything coupled. Now mm-hmm. you do not. And that gives the racing secretary a chance to fill the races a little easier with a little less amount of horses. I don't read a lot into it. The thing that when I see a horse scratched going to the gate, prior to getting to the gate, I will take a second look the next time and think, you know what, that horse didn't warm up good last week.
Or something.
Gets on the vet's list. And sometimes there's not a lot into that either. A horse could be shod the day before, get a new pair of shoes, and get a nail too close or whatever, like quicken your fingernails sometimes.
Right.
You just don't know. But I tend to stay away from horses that's been scratched, veterinarian scratches right. like that.
Okay, going back to what you said earlier, how do you feel about the not coupled horses? I know it's something that we have to do in Illinois now just to have more horses in the race, but now you're seeing, as a bettor, you're seeing a trainer with like two, three. I've even seen three horses where out of six horses, he's in there.
Yeah.
I have a mixed emotion about that.
A lot of times you'll see a seven-horse field. And just for an example, let's just say Jerry Hammond's got two of them and Eddie Essenprice has got two of them.
Right.
The thing about it is especially here at Fairmont Park, you got to keep an eye on the stable rider. Like for Jerry Hammond, when you see him have two horses
it's
and
Lopez
is on one and let's say Victor Balon's on the other.
Right.
For the betting public, look at the one closely that Uriel Lopez is on because he's going to get his pick. Same way with Eddie Essenprice. If he's got Bilby on one and let's say Gino Velasquez on the other, Bilby's on the livest horse
right.
usually. Usually
yeah.
that's the way it works. And for the betting people, you know, keep your eye on stuff like that.
Okay. And you know what? It's a little difficult, too, if you're first-timer going out there and you're seeing that. But you know what? I guess you just look for on the other side of it, you can tell – who's won with who at what percentage,
right.
too. So that
right.
that gives you guys a little bit of a hint on how the trainer and the jock work good together.
Right. And with Eddie Essenprice, when he has two in, sometimes he'll put Lopez on one and use Bilby on the other one. Lopez rides some for Eddie in Chicago, and Eddie is very loyal to the riders that he uses. And if Uriel
yes,
Lopez runs second on a horse in Chicago, when he runs that horse here, he will ask Uriel first if he can ride that horse. And, you know, you can't – if Bilby's on the other one, that way you can just throw that method out that I just gave you.
Right.
And think, well, you know, Uriel's been riding this horse, so keep your eye on both horses equally.
No, there's no question about that. Let's move on to race number six here, and it was an allowance optional claimer. And this was a 1 mile on dirt. Well, it's all on dirt. What am I saying? I just thought of myself as Arlington or something. And this was allowance optional, like I said. And what do we have on this one, Mike? Where are we going?
Well, I think to nobody's surprise, Hunter Strike won the race for trainer John Cox and Juan Molina Jr. This was the horse dropping out of $20,000 claimers at Prairie Meadows and been running at Oaklawn some in the spring. He figured to win the race, and he didn't let the betting public down. He went off at, he went off at 4-5. Won pretty easily, even though the length of victory was only 2 1/4 length. He could have won by more than that. Molina just kind of sat back here and bided his time, and at the 8th mile pole turned him loose and won pretty handily. Smokey Romack, Tom Dorse, and Victor Santiago was second at 5-1. And Yabba Dabba Doo run a huge race, kind of jumped up in class for Jerry Hammond and Uriel Lopez, led it all the way to about halfway up the stretch and got tired and only got beat about 3 3/4 of length for all of it. But keep your eye on this horse here, too. The disappointing horse in the race with Garrison Commander, He was bet down to $1.80 to the dollar, and he got away a little bad. And there's one of them speed horses that, you know, might have got pinched back, hesitated at the start. And when them speed horses don't leave and they're used to having the front, sometimes they don't fire, and this was the case with Garrison Commander.
Yeah, throws everything off right there. I had Hunter Strike here on top, followed by Garrison Commander and the five horse then Smokey Romack. But the big thing on this one, let's lead into race number 7. But I'm getting to my daily double play here. I was really excited about this one. This was the one that we talked about. We emphasized this was like taking candy from a baby here, folks. And I had a $100 daily double play here with the one with the three with Roski. That's going in the next race. But this is what I had. But the exact on this last race, the 1-5 paid $15.40. That's not a bad payoff, Mike, considering that other one was a Smokey Romack. I mean, that was a contender right there.
Yeah, a lot of people probably boxed the 1-2 Hunter Strike along with Garrison Commander. And when Garrison Commander run off the board, your exacta price is going to pay a little bit more.
Yeah, and the trifecta, 1-5-4, paid $15.95, I think. And the superfecta, 1-5-4-2, $4.51. The daily double, 7-1, $8.50. The 50-cent pick three, 1-2 with the 6-7, paid $17.45. And no claims on this one, right?
No claims, no.
All right. So we're moving on to the last race here, race number 7. And, man, we were really high on this horse. And we said there's – what was the morning line on the 7-2?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
7-2, and
I think we both said he should go off at 3-5, and I think that's what he went off at.
He did. 50 cents to the dollar here. The three horse Roski came through here and just destroyed it at the end there by 1-4 lengths over the Pegasus Book by Santiago Victor. And that one went off at 14-1.
Don't get them kind of prices on Santiago too often, but
no.
And he went to the front. I couldn't believe he was in front of Roski, but he did it.
Well, you know who I had there? I had that R. Silver Pegasus. And it's amazing. 24, I think I remember I brought this up to you. 24 starts, Mike. 22 in the money. 19 out of 24 running 1-2. Now I bet him. Look where he's at. He's down at the cellar. Unbelievable. But in any case, it ended up being a 3-2. And the 8-horse, Highway 54, Baylon. And that went off at 5.5-1 there.
Yeah, he ran a big race. That horse, you know, when they drew this race, when Roski came out of the box, everybody's like, ooh, man, you know, this race is over already. And, you know, the next time Roski's out of the way, he's not eligible for this condition. And unfortunately for the Essen prices, I know they bred and raised this colt. They've had him 8 or 9 years. The horse was claimed by Teddy Randazzo, and new owner was Merritt Hudson.
Yeah, he's a guy that runs local. I think he has horses in Indiana, too. And
Merritt started back in 2002 owning racehorses. I was assistant for Kim Hammond for 4 or 5 years here. And he come in a little wet behind his ears, never been in the horse business mm-hmm. before. And he started claiming horses and did pretty well. He got out of it for a few years, but last year he started owning racehorses back in Indiana, and he's hooked up with trainer Randazzo here now. And don't be surprised to see him claim a few more before the meet's over.
Now, if something this close to you, it's kind of like you kind of get used to these horses as part of the family too.
And I'm sure he was. I'm sure Roski, like I said, you know, Eddie and Shelley, they've bred and raised a lot of horses, nice horses.
And you know what you just mentioned earlier, how much he believes in loyalty and all that.
Yeah. He's
I don't know if he's going to let this one just go like that, well, right off into the sunset.
He's been in the business, you know, for a long time. He knows the game, and he knew when he put Roski in for $3,200, he knew it was for sale. Sometimes you think, well, you know, he's 9, and surely nobody will reach in and take him. But I think there was more than one that went in for him and had a 3 or 4 way shake, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Wow. Wow. Let's look at the payouts here. $2 exacta 3-2, $31.20. That's a good payoff here. And on the Santiago horse.
Right.
I mean, that's going off at 14-1 here. Public didn't pay attention to him. And under the radar, he scores here at 14-40. At 14-1, I mean. And the 50-cent try, 3-2-8, $26. And 10-cent super, 3-2-8-6, $16.71. This is the one that I like here. The daily double, 1-3, that we were all over here, paid $4.30. I know that's not much here, folks, but when you're messing with a $100 bill and you're putting it on this 1-3 combo, that's a $400 payoff.
That's right. You get back $8 for every two you put up. And, you know, with these two favorites, that's a pretty generous daily double. And on paper, you know, they don't run them on paper. We're both well aware of that. But on paper, this was a stone-cold daily double. And,
yeah.
You know, to get back $4.30 on your dollar, it was a gift.
Oh, and you know what? We were all over that, too.
And you can't get that at the bank.
Yep.
You can't get that kind of interest at the bank.
And we had two horses in this race. This is what Mike was talking about earlier. Little Kick, Vet. A veterinarian call on that one, and No Biz Like Sue Biz, and that was one of the horses I had, and it was scratched, and that was a vet's list too.
And in this particular case, I'm not saying this happened. It was ended up being a, what, six-horse field the way it was. These old horses like this that hadn't won a race yet this year, and at $3,200 level, like I said, when the overnight came out and they seen Roski's name up there, No Biz Like Sue Biz might have got a cold, and Little Kick might have got the same thing. And wait till 2 weeks from now and run in the same race with Roski out of the way.
Right, right. Well, you know what? That you may see a lot more. But you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't think some of these trainers – not some of them. I'm seeing most of them. They're still hanging in there with these Becker horses coming in from Oaklawn. They're coming in from John Cox brings them from Oaklawn. You got Arlington Invaders coming in. These local guys,
they're
dig
doing
in.
Well. They're doing
they
well.
Dig
it's
in
spread
and
out.
They take it out.
It's spread out pretty good this year. We've got a couple of trainers that's batting, I think, maybe over 50% win percentage now. Teddy Randazzo, I know, is really doing well on a limited amount of starters. That's going to change with Merritt Hudson in his barn now. Like I said, I think he'll be claiming some horses. Maybe up his stock from 5 or 6 to, you know, Merritt. It wouldn't surprise me if he claims 8 or 10 horses.
Wow.
And Gerald Butler, he's got a limited amount of horses down there, and I think Gerald, well, I know he won 2 this night, and I think he's won 9 out of, like, 16 starts or something crazy. It's just there's a lot of people doing good, winning enough races, and we need to because of this purse structure here. You got to win races to make any money.
Right. Let me ask you this, too. If you're going to claim, do you try to claim local horses that have proven themselves at that track, or do you try to look for Invaders running at harder tracks to bring down here and try to – maybe that was the old school. I don't know.
Well, the thing about it is if you're going to bring – if you're going to claim out of town and you can – if you want to – let's say if you got $10,000 to invest in – one horse, or if you want to get two and get $5,000 a piece. Even though Fairmont's a cheaper track purse structure wise, it's hard to win here. I mean, it's tough. You've got some trainers here that's got some horses that's been running at Arlington. If they're not doing no good on the poly track up there, they load them up in the trailer and they bring them home and leave them at home. And you got Essen Price sitting over there with a bunch of young horses, and Eddie does good every year. Jerry Hammond's been here for, I think he helped haul the dirt into this place. He's been here for so long, but he does good every year. Durham's got 40 horses. To answer your question, there's a lot of people that are good friends with each other out here, and you don't see a lot of claiming here.
Right.
Most of the people go to Chicago. Ellis is going to open in a few weeks. People will try to snatch a horse or two down there. And if you get a $10,000 horse at Ellis Park in a wide-open race, they're going to be competitive here in A other than if they haven't won it, two other than. I think it's better to claim from out of town. You're usually, got a better shot of winning here, because you can always drop them. If you get a bad horse, you can always drop them down to the bottom, and not unless you got a Roski dropping in from the clouds, you got a pretty good shot of winning.
Right, right. Well, that explains that. All right, my friends, that was our past Saturday's performances. Now let's move on to maybe we can make you guys some more money here this week here with tomorrow's matinee racing on Tuesday. And again, go to Supreme Lending if you need a mortgage. Look into whatever is out there on the percentage mortgages. Steve Flowers is your man, 618-567-7114. Him and his wife, they do a great job. They'll find you the best rate. And Rodney Essen Price. We were talking about Essen Price, and here we go. We got our insurance guy here, Rodney Essen Price. You can contact him at 618-780-0021 for any insurance purposes, business, cars, homes, whatever it is. Rodney's your man.
Maybe you can claim you a horse, give him to Eddie to train, and Rodney insuring for you.
There you go. How about that? I think that'll make family reunion really fast there. All right, let's go on to race number one for Tuesday's matinee racing here. I'm going to back this up here. And we have the first race, 1 mile claiming 4,000. And this is I said 4,000, right?
Yes.
Claiming one mile. Here we go. What do you got on this one, Mike?
Well, I'm going to go outside with the six-horse Pontotoc Queen. Mike Durham trains. Santiago is the rider. He's going to try something a little different with this filly this time. She's going to run a mile. She always runs 6 furlongs, 5.5, and I'm sure Durham has got an idea that she probably can go to the front and be rated pretty easily up front and maybe steal this race. There we go again on a Tuesday afternoon. Speed's usually pretty good, so I'm sure their intent is to go to the front. And I went with her at 2-1. I went for the second position. I went with Eddie Essen Price's Was You Doin'. She just win a maiden claiming 4,000. Bilby's back on her again. She went by a length or 2.25 lengths the last time out. She looks like she should be pretty tough right back in here again. And for third, I went with the other Eddie Essen Price horse, Mologer and Uriel Lopez. Bilby had his pick here. I'm sure he'd been riding both horses, and he opted on Was You Doin', so therefore I went with Mologer for third.
That's something I didn't look into, Mike, because I went with the four horse here. I went with Mologer. I just loved that last showing. It gave everything it had and didn't lose by much. But again, Bilby was on that horse 3 times, and that's something to look at as a better here, folks. I think Mike went the right direction on that one. I got the six horse to follow as second place, and that is Pontotoc.
Pontotoc Queen's all I can call
Pontotoc Queen. And, hey, you know what? You're bringing a little class into this one. You know, allowance optional, down to 7,500. Now it's down to 4,000. But again, folks, on this one, too, we've got this one. I got him second. Mike's got this one to win. But on the distance wise, it's never run this, it's never went 1 mile.
That's right.
And you see it falling backwards down the stretch. I mean, it doesn't hold its own on the stretch run. And that kind of threw me off there to where, you know what, it's hard sell for me on that.
Right.
I like to see horses make an up ground. And the favorite here seems to be on the nicotine cigarettes, having a hard time breathing at the 6 furlong cutting in, but now you're stretching it out, so I don't know how that's going to work out for it. And I got the one horse here, Spicy Pepper, as my, and I like this horse because it likes this distance, has really taken the liking this distance, and last two, a first place, I know it was a maiden claiming, but it was a, you know, you're still he's still showing a lot of grounds here that won by what 1.5. I don't know if he got tired, but the Baylon definitely held it back a little bit. Didn't need to beat it down the stretch there, so it won that one by 1.5. And the race before second by 1/2. I mean, didn't lose by much, and it also took on those horses up there that's in this race as well.
Right.
So that's what I have on this one. Let's go to race number two. Race number two is a maiden claiming 4,000 going 6 furlongs. Mike, what do you got?
Well, I went with a rail horse here, Rural City, 6-5. No surprise. Coming from Arlington Park, been running up there, maiden state bred 12-5, and was fourth. Time before that, running a maiden claiming 7,500 at Arlington. Got beat 3.5 lengths, run third. I just think she's the class of the field. Looks like he's going to pop her right out of there, and I don't see much early speed except for Scott's other horse, WW Ace, is up. You just don't know, you know, first-time starter. We don't have nothing here to look at as far as past performances. Horse has showed some good works, but I'm going to opt with the one horse for first. I'm going to go with number three, Love Tapper. Trainer Harry Lynch is having a pretty good meet, and this filly just runs second. Actually, the mare, she's 8 years old, just runs second her last time out to a pretty nice little horse, Scoro of Ralph Martinez's. And she went off at 15-1 that day. I don't know, maybe the light bulb come on, and she just woke up and ran a pretty good race. I'm going to use her for second, and with the I'm going to the two horse, WW Aces up, the first time starter, Rebecca's for third.
Well, you know what, Mike? If we look at the screen here, the three horse, the last, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 out of the last, or 6 out of the last 8 races it's run, it's had problems.
Right. Right.
So that plays a big role, too. And last race, no problems. This horse came through, and it belongs at the spot. You could see how it's been running maiden special weight 9,500, and it seemed tougher races is what I'm saying. And now a true run out of this horse, and it loses by what? It comes in second, and comes second by one here. I like this horse on top here. I like the three-horse Rural City, I think, to me, that one's got a little bit of a red flag to me because, you ran two synthetics up in Arlington Park. And what were those races, Mike? Is that the bottom of the
75, two races back is the bottom up there. 75.
Yeah, it's the bottom up there. And you really got drilled the last time up there. But then two starts before that, you're at Hawthorne. And second place by 1.5 and 15,000. You got drilled there too. I mean, this is a tough horse to just say it's a lock.
Right.
I know you bought into it, but I'm not buying into that Becker Santiago type of horse that this is. And if Becker thought this horse was anything special either, he wouldn't have put it this low either. So, you know, I'm saying to you, I'm kind of shying away is on this one. I got this horse picked second to one, and I went with WW Aces up, Baylen Becker here, 8-1. You know what? Those are some nice works.
Right.
Those are some nice works. But my problem with this, if Becker knows that this horse has got a bright future ahead of him, he would never put him in a maiden 4,000.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way this barn works. They always like to shoot high on horses that they feel are competitive at that level. Obviously, there's something wrong with this horse in their thinking. And it's a script that you could read from Becker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I got here. I got the 3-1-2 in the second race. Moving on to the third
race. You know what's interesting?
Tell me.
Look at the four horse.
Let's see. I got the four horse. Name it after me as being my fourth pick. Where do you have it?
I don't have it nowhere. But what's interesting about it, look at all the money she's ate up. 1, 2, 3 starts in a row she's been favorite, heavy favorites. We finally got off of her after three races. It took us three races to go against her.
Yeah, look at that.
Better.
Three favorites.
Go to the windows, fans. Go to the windows. This is an omen right here.
What, against us?
Against us. It's going to happen.
What are you talking about?
You wait and see.
Yeah.
Wait.
I mean.
This is a perfect race for it.
I'm saying to you right now, though, this is like Mighty Casey striking out. You get three strikes with us, and if you haven't shown that, I mean, the third to the bottom, you lost by, a half a length or something?
Half a length, 8-3.
Yeah. So yeah, you made a good impression there. People bought into the last two, and
she's never been higher than 4.5-1 in her life.
Yeah, well, here we go. I got the horse for fourth. That's what I got. All right.
Superfecta.
Superfecta, but again, what's it going to pay here? unless the three here, my horse goes up top. All
maybe
right,
the bet in this race would be a bet with your buddy that the four horse doesn't go off the favorite, because she will not go off the favorite today.
Really? You're saying that too?
No way she's going off the favorite.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough sell, that's for sure. Race number three, we got a 1 mile claiming 3,200. And I went with the four horse on top here. And the four horse, let's bring him up. And the four horse is Lethal. Lethal. He's the odds on favorite here. And you know what? I like seeing a horse that's run open. I love seeing horses that are open. And you're looking at a horse here, very competitive, has run at home. Now, I wouldn't have bought into the Cincinnati track finishing second by three quarters, okay? But I did look at the Hawthorne of this year, and I like what I seen from fifth to one, second. I mean, and the horse is definitely well-driven here. He gets focused, and I like this spot here for this Lethal horse. It's by Lynch, and Baylon's on the horse, and Baylon has had some good luck with it at Hawthorne, has run well with it. So you know what, I'm buying the connections here. I got the four on top, followed by the two. I'm taking Hot Walker, and that's Santiago Durham. This is a nice combo here. These two, when these two hook up, they put a good show on. I mean, they give everything they have, and I'm going to throw that allowance optional out there. That was a little over its head and faded between, faded between horses. And again, you're looking at Bilby there. If he thought the horse wasn't in the race, why beat the hell out of it?
Right.
So we'll throw that one out. And before that, showed good there. Fairmont Park on May 20th, 4,000 from fifth. He won by neck, and that's just the way Baylon likes to ride, but Baylon's off this one, and it's Victor Santiago. I got this horse finishing second, and my third choice here is Dandy Man. And Dandy Man, it doesn't do anything wrong, but again, I don't think the last race, it should have won. I mean, you look at it, it was a crowd favorite, and it was dropping down in tag. Now it kind of takes on horses that are in the same bracket to me.
Yeah, that's who I went with on top. I went with Steve Manley's Dandy Man to three horse. That the first start of the year was May 30th, the only start of the year. And he ran a big race. He went wire to wire. The only the concern I have in this race is I don't know if this horse has to have the front end or not. And if he does have to have the front end, he's going to be having company with the five horse, Susan's Wrap. That horse will be sent out of there and will be forwardly placed. This race sets up really for a closer, and the more I look at it, I think I'm going to change my tactics a little bit too. I think I'm going to go on top with the two-horse Hot Walker, Mike Durham, and I'm going to go with the four Lethal. That's going to be the two closers. I look for the front end to just absolutely collapse, and I'm going to go ahead and put three Dandy Man to hang on for third.
Yeah,
just by his class.
And you're buying what I was saying too, because the front speed, you've got Susan's Wrap that will be. I mean, I don't think Susan's got a shot. I got it on the green sheet as being
right.
Forget about it. That's what I wrote about it. But I just think that the speed, what do you think? 22, 23?
Yeah, they'll go 23 and change, and they'll. These cheap horses like this, if they get to the half faster than 49 and change,
they're done.
The front end's going to fold up.
Yeah. All right, then let's move on to race number four. Race number four is a six furlong allowance optional claimer, 10,000. Nice race. What do we got here, Mike?
This is a very competitive. There's another race loaded with speed. I had a hard time with this race.
I didn't, my friend.
I had a real hard time with it because you've got a couple of horses that's jumping up in class, just coming off maiden victories. I threw both of them out. I went on top with the two Outback Jack. I think going back to the dirt was going to help this colt.
Big time, I agree.
And, I look for him to win. Dr. Leakty will be forwardly placed, the three horse. I look for him to hold on for second. And the unknown factor is from the outside. Awesome Asher. Frank Randazzo claimed this horse off leading, perennial leading trainer at Arlington Park, Larry Ravelli. Shows a lot of speed, and he claimed him for $62.50. The horse folds up every time he runs, except going back to his maiden victory. I don't know. There's just too many unknowns here, but I still am going to use him for third.
Yeah, I don't like that five, only for the fact it's all about speed, and I think it becomes a speed casualty in this race. I don't know if it could hold it up or whatever, but I'm going with the number two horse, Outback Jack. And Outback Jack, to me, like you said, throw the synthetic out there. Becker knows his game. The horse didn't do anything to show really a lot of promise there. Let's go back to the old school here. Let's go back to fairgrounds where you raced. You know what? This horse definitely gets my respect here, and I'm buying into it. The two horse on top, followed by the three. I think this is a nice exacta here, folks. This could be a nice exacta to play. This could be our exacta box, maybe, so far?
Yeah, so far.
So far, this is our play here. Dr. Lichty.
Is that Dr. Lichty.
How's it Lichty? I don't see a K there. It's Lichty.
H is silent.
What?
The H is silent.
Oh, well, so it's not some German doctor here, huh?
Yeah.
Lichty. Like Frankenstein?
Call it like you see it, buddy.
I'm going to call it Lichty. I like that. Dr. Lichty gets my second place nod here. And why not here? It's had problems, but when it runs a solid race, look at this, Mike. Allowance optional claimer, 10,000, finishes third. And Bilby gets back on the horse here. Bentler always has live horses.
Right, he always does.
Bentler doesn't. Don, I know Don, a great guy, and Don's not going to let something slip by him. I think he feels he's live here. I'm looking at a 2-3 followed by DeCaro. DeCaro is the four horse, and you know what? What did it do wrong at maiden special weight here? 8,000 put on a show at 29-1 here, folks. And Giles
should have been 129-1.
Yeah, and this horse, I think the jockeys put some confidence in this horse. I think you'll see a better performance here.
I got him finishing dead last.
And I got your horse, Awesome Asher, finishing dead last here.
This horse, DeCaro, if you look back, John, I'll just look back one time.
Yep.
Hyde to Green was second. He beat Hyde to Green by a length and three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Hyde to Green ran last Saturday, two nights ago.
Right, right.
He ran last by about 18 lengths.
Yeah, but did he have to work the horse over in that last race, though? I think
yes.
When you're up by five and then you don't have to.
He shot a flare out at the eighth pole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll see then. We'll see, because that's a very great call you're making on that. But, again, it's for my third place spot, so I'm not putting that much stock into it. The trifecta is not going to pay anything on this one anyway.
No.
So you're looking at the top two horses, and we both have the top two here, 2-3, 3-2. This could be our exacta box play of the day so far.
Yeah, and let's just use this, too. Let's throw a little spice into it.
You want to make a little side wager on this, huh?
Whoever doesn't finish last gets a free lunch next week.
You're on.
You've got
Asher
to finish last, and I've got DeCaro to finish last.
Right, right, right.
Keep your eye on it, fans.
All right, so we got, you know what, I'm not really even high on that race, and all I had was a top two, and now I'm in for a lunch. Unbelievable, what a weasel you are. Going into the race number five here, we got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000, and I'll start this one off here. I'm going to give him another shot. I'm going to give Morning Lover Rambo one more pop here. I'm taking him on on top, this gelding, four-year-old gelding here. First, second, and a second here. And I think this is where it belongs. Takes front action. We'll take it all the way is the way I'm looking at things here. I don't think it'll look back. So I got Morning Lover Rambo, the two-horse, followed by Outlaw Joe. And that's Lopez on that one. And speed numbers from the last time out. I like what I'm seeing here. I'm let's throw this out there here. Yeah, speed numbers, everything on this one. I like where it's sitting here. I think if it holds form, it'll run second. And I got the 7-horse Aussie Fury. Aussie Fury, the James Lemieux combo here. This is kind of a play that it's vulnerable. You're seeing it was trained by Ralphie last time out, and now it's coming to a new barn. I don't know if these guys go back and forth, but you had Ralph Martinez, you had Tommy Tryon in this horse, went to Martinez, now it's at Lemieux. I think with the horses he's got, he's capable of doing something here for third spot. That's what I'm looking for, the 7 being my 2-4-7.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like about this horse, I know he's dropping from the clouds, but he hadn't run since May of last year. And I just completely threw him out. I don't like his dirt.
Yeah, well, that's why I got him third.
I don't like his dirt form at all, but he could run third. I mean, there's nothing in here really that's really pressing. For the winning horse I picked on top was the number 2, Morning Relover Rambo.
Yeah.
I like him. I think he gets the job done with Bailon.
Not a chance, though, at 3-1, though, do you?
I think you'll probably see 3-1 because I think the betting public's going to go Manly. Manly, Molina, Posh's Road, got a lot of speed. This horse here, you know, he's had plenty of opportunities. I used him for second, the 6. And for third, I went with the inside horse. I can't figure out why he's 9-2. He was 19-1 last time, finished second, got beat 9 lengths. I went with Nashua for the simple reason you're going from Mike James of Victor Santiago, and I think he'll hang on for third.
Yeah, you know what? If I could change anything on this one, it'd probably be the third spot here because I ran out of BS for the 7. I would have to move. I got the 3 horse on my fourth place, but I can move. I could see that move up. Yeah. It takes a real man to admit that.
Sure.
I'm moving him up. Let's forget what I just said about all that BS I just fed you people. I'm going to move that 3 horse up to my third spot. So that's what I got. I got a 2-4-3. What do you got?
I got 2-6-4.
All right.
Or 2-6-3. I'm sorry.
All right. At least we agree on the 2 then. Boy, you've been a little different than me today.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's good. That's good. That's good. 6 race here. We got a 1 mile claiming 4,000. And you start us off.
Well, I'm going to try to amend my mistake that I made. I need my head examined for taking off this horse. I'm going to go with the chalk. I'm So Vain. I really like this.
What number?
Here. The number 5.
The number 5?
Yeah. She only won by 9.25 lengths. I don't know what I was thinking here. I took Bailon and put him on a different horse. But I'm going to go with Ralph Martinez's I'm So Vain. I look for her to win right back, followed by the 4 horse in Sonador and Tommy Tryon. And for second or for third, I went with Beautiful Ruler, number 2.
Well, I guess we're a little different on this one too, my friend, because I went with the number 7. Number 7 horse on top. That's what I have. And I think it had a little problem in that last race. I think this horse is a great stalker here, and I'm buying into it. I think this horse is going to be flying from the outside. Wake up and run here is the horse I got. And Molina, I'm telling you right now, I love Molina, how he comes from behind. He always gives Santiago a run for his money. When Santiago's up front, you see Molina just flying, and they got a good little war going. I like this one. I like the 7 horse to be on top, followed by the 5 horse I'm So Vain, Giles and Martinez here, 6-5, and I got Tommy's horse here, Tryon, S Nader,
Sonador.
I can never. Why can't I say that one?
I don't know.
S Nader, S Nader, S Nader, whatever. You know what I mean. The 4 horse here. And that's Santiago Tryon, 9-2. Made it look easy last start, but you know what? It stretches out today. Why do they do this? Why do they do this? You want to tell me? It did so good at 6.5. You think the trainer now says, you know what? We lost by a head going mile. I think it belongs at the spot. Or Do they just look for these spots, how they open up, and they just fill it in, or what?
Well, she can run long or short. She's had six races going long. She hasn't won any going long, but she's had 3 seconds. And if you look two starts ago where she ran second and got beat ahead, she should have won that day. That's the day that she put her ears up and thought the race was over with at the paddock.
Right.
She should have won that race. But I don't put a lot into what Tryon does as far as long, short. He's a good trainer.
Excellent.
He knows his stuff. He knows his filly better than what I do. And I know Santiago knows her as well. And they'll be running late. She don't have to have the front, and I'm sure it's going to be occupied with I'm So Vain and Beautiful Ruler. We didn't mention her. She's starting from the post position, too, and I know for a fact that Trainer Durham was going to tell Baylon to go on with her, and she's got enough speed to give I'm So Vain a little bit of trouble on the front.
Well, you see, I'm kind of – I felt that this one's going to be running out of gas going backwards towards the end.
Beautiful
but,
Ruler?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think so, too.
But you know what? Durham, so damn good with going this distance.
Right. Yeah,
so you never can count it out. I think going back to Insanitator again, you're looking at a horse that's run twice in 2017 and both very competitive, and Tommy knows where to put this horse, and I think it'll be up there.
Yeah.
I think it'll be up there, and if it does lose, it's going to lose grudgingly because the combination here between Santiago and Tryon is a good one here. I think it's going to be a good race.
Yeah, it should be a real good race.
All right. And that was a claiming 4,000.
Yes. You know,
that's what we were talking about, how competitive these races are.
Yeah, they're competitive.
We're moving on to race number 7 here. Race number 7, what do you got here, Mike?
Chalk. Inside, 2-horse. Wildcat, mm-hmm. Light, Becker, mm-hmm. Santiago. I'm just going to throw the last race out. The Poly Track, evidently, didn't like the Poly Track. And I'm going to go back 3 starts before that. And go, he went a non-winners of 2 for 10,000. He went by 7 at Chicago. I just think this horse is the class of the field. I look for him to go wire to wire, followed by the 8-horse, Not a Ninja, Richard Eubanks, Baylon. And for third, I use number 3, Gretzky, Duncan Wilsey, James Bilby.
Well, I agree with you on the 2. I mean, this horse ran a $75,000 allowance optional, I think 2 starts back.
Yes.
You got to love that. And now it's down to 7,500 claimer. I mean, that's a big question mark. And I put that in the tip sheet, too. 75,000, now we're at 7,500. It's like going to a buffet and only seeing corn or beans now. you had all the beef out there. You had all the ribs. Now you don't have anything. But I'm still going to take the 2 here. I like the 2 just for what it's had in the back on its resume. This is where I'm going to make you a believer here, Mike. I'm taking this 15-1 horse, See You Later, Bye. And what has that horse done wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing. And you know what? It's faced some good competition.
Better last time, actually.
Yeah. And the allowance optional claimer ran 4th in a very respectable race there. I just think that now he's got a little dirt thrown at him at that level. I think this horse comes up for second here. That's what I got at 15-1. I got the 2-4, 2 with the 4 here as my exacta box play, and I took Gretzky for number 3 too. Mm-hmm. So front speed will gives all. I just. That's all I'm seeing here is a 2-4 and my superfecta. I guess I'm throwing Golden Pattern in there, this 7-2 horse. So I got a 1-2-3-4 here on a superfecta box.
That looks like a pretty good ticket to me.
Yeah, you like the 4 now.
I do like him. He will be running late, and they are. It might set up good for him because there's a lot of speed in here.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what we have here. What's our big play of the day here?
I think the Wildcat Light in the 7th race. I really like him a lot to win.
Okay. So, yeah, that was the 2-horse here. And if you guys are still around, hopefully you are with our picks and you're still making a move. Again, a big drop on it. What do you think this horse will go off at?
I think you'll get 9 to 5.
9 to 5. Wow. Yeah. At 9 to 5, I think I'll buy into that. All right. And I guess mine would be the Morning Lover Rambo. I think stands out in my book here. Balon Lynch, 3 to 1. You know what? If you could get something like that, and you said there is money on that to where it's going to be like 3 to 1, right, why not jump all over this?
Yeah, I think they'll be kind of spread out in this field. You know, Santiago, the horse he's on is 9 to 2 in the morning line. I'm not saying he should be bet down, but I think he will be bet down a little bit. I look for Manley to take a little bit of money with the 6 horse and Molina. And I think Outlaw Joe might even take he might go a notch or two down. I mean, Morning Lover Rambo, he might go off at, you know, 3 or 4 to 1 favorite.
Right, right. Good, good. And our exacta box play today, is it still the 4th race, Mike? Because
yeah,
I'm holding on to that one as well.
Yeah, me too.
So two big minds here put together from that last races on the Saturday. We're going with the 2-3, 3-2 exacta box, and the 4th race is our play of the day on our exacta. So that's what we got, Mike.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll kick back, my friends, and we'll check out the races tomorrow. Get out there, enjoy. Again, Steve Flowers with Supreme Lending, 618-567-7114. And Rodney Essen Price, you can catch all the business, insurance, cars, whatever you guys need out there. Give him a shout at 618-780-0021. And Lineup Media, lineupmedia.fm. We got some great shows. After this show's done, you guys could definitely tune in to lineupmedia.fm and find every type of show out there, from Cardinal shows to, well, there's a couple of shows on MMA. Whatever you're looking for, we got 60, 70 shows out there that you guys could tune into. And also subscribe to our show here. I know it's really easy. Mike, you've done it a couple weeks ago, and it's been a blessing for you, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It makes everything a lot easier. A
lot easier. And you can catch it on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever it is. It's out there. Go to it and subscribe to it. And also go to our Facebook site at Race Day at Fairmont Park. And we'll be glad to answer any of your questions if you guys go to that site and leave a message. So it'd be good for us.
Yeah, message us.
Yeah, message us. Even if you want to say Mike, he'll get back with you. And I'm sure it'll all work out, man. People right. love our show.
No, that's good. That's fantastic.
People are downloading and subscribing. So anyway, stay tuned, my friends. We'll have a great show next. I think this Thursday we'll have our next show, right?
Sounds good.
All right, my friends. From Mike, Jono, we are out of here. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.